For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm proud to say that our newest reporter is the publisher of Razor Wire Magazine and the director of the November Coalition, Ms. Nora Callahan.
This is Nora Callahan with the March on D.C. report. I'm with the November Coalition. November Coalition organized in 1997. And what we were a small group of beaten down people. We were people who loved someone in prison on drug charges. And in 1997, people who loved a person in prison on drug charges were pretty much ashamed and embarrassed about the situation. It was hard to talk about it. And in part was, in my instance, my brother received 27 and a half years for a first-time nonviolent offense, and it was horrifying because this was done on the words of people who were trading words against my brother for their freedom. So it was hard to talk about it. And at one point we realized that we had to leave the isolation of any kind of self-imposed shame and speak about this. And if there was any shame, that it was our government who should be ashamed. And so now, year 2005, we are joining with 42 and counting every day. Tom's adding more and more organizers and organizations to these lists of people who are planning on traveling some very long distances to meet with others on August 13th at the White House for the first mass protest against mass incarceration in the United States. Events are posted on the web at journeyforjustice.org. For the Drug Truth Network and on behalf of November Coalition members and prisoners everywhere, this is Nora Callahan.
Once Nora had filed this report, it really piqued my interest, and I thought I would ask her for more details. So please, listen up.
Roberta Franklin, has one of the top radio shows in Alabama, most listened to radio show, and she talks about the terrible effects of incarceration. And she became a Soros Fellow, and she put out a call to march, and I started hearing it back to me. Everybody said, Nora, are we going to march? Just as I was saying, we ought to march. And then within days, we just put up a notice and we started working with her and giving her the Journey for Justice website. She's a street organizer. She knows how to get it done. And already many, many buses are committed from many, many cities. And the areas around D.C. are being represented by some of the best organizers. So she's key that people know that there's this black woman in this call out of Montgomery, Alabama, because one thing that white people need to do now more than ever is raise up some of these black leaders, and then we'll have ourselves a movement.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.